headlines. Montgomery police have arrested a man after they say he had sex with an underage girl. 22-year-old Cedric McNeil is charged with electronic solicitation of a child and second-degree rape. He is now being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $40,000 bond. Montgomery police say a woman fleeing a domestic violence situation went inside a Montgomery school with a gun. They say this incident happened in the 600 block of Buford Street. They say she went inside the school seeking help in a safe place and never posed a threat to the school. And the Montgomery County School Board tackled the state report card Thursday. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says although the school system went up a letter grade from a D to a C, there is still much work to be done. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about the marina. Well, we rent out pontoon boats, and just anytime you like, you can call us up, get down here, rent you a boat, and cruise up and down the beautiful river. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license and everything else we can take care of for you. We also cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf. Y'all, we got a steamer. We steam up things like royal red shrimp deep from the Gulf. We have snow crabs. We have these shrimp from Argentina. Tastes like between a lobster and a shrimp. They're real good eating. Also, we got a grill. We grill amberjack, grill ribeye steaks, hamburgers, just all kind of good eating that you can check out at CapitalOysterBar.com. That's the menu to show you everything about renting boats, about the food, and also live entertainment. If you check it out, all the shows we got coming up over the next few months will be listed on there. So we all would come down here hungry and come down here soon because we're looking for you. And CapitalOysterBar.com will take care of everything you need to know.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Killer and record-breaking deep freeze gripping parts of the country.
The coldest temperatures in a generation.
Donald Trump in the Oval Office calling the testimony by his hand-picked chiefs of America's intelligence fake news.
They said that they were totally misquoted.
Customs and Border Protection says its officers found 254 pounds of fentanyl, more than twice the previous record seizure and worth $3.5 million.
Catholic Diocese in Texas released the names of 309 priests credibly accused of sexual sexually abusing children dating back to 1950.
The St. Louis police officer who fatally shot his colleague allegedly during a game, now out on bail and ordered to turn over his guns.
New clues about the case against Roger Stone. Prosecutors describing the evidence against him as voluminous and complex, spanning several years.
Massive operation is underway to secure the Super Bowl. Over a million people headed there, and much of the country will be fixated on a stadium in Atlanta.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe aux Hope, now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe aux Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores, and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known.
Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hinn began her story by quoting her father who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared, so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
86 degrees outside. Sam Morgan is up, 115 points? Let me check it again. 111 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello. Hello.
How about it, big guy? It's TGIF and all that kind of good stuff.
Indeed it is. I'm feeling good today. Feeling good.
That's good. You had a good workout today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Got it in. Got on the row machine. Got upper body stuff going. Got to watch the legs, though.
Yeah.
Don't want to push myself too hard.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt ourselves. 272.
You got the black lung pop?
272. You got the black lung. 272-9228. That's where we are. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know we're going to get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. What's the winner's name for the gift card?
Last chance? My goodness,
Some girl, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up. I've got your card. But it comes to my card if you don't get it today. Also, Sweet Creek Farm Market, any caller can get in from that. Okay, what did I bring you, big guy?
Ooh, half a Cuban sandwich.
Half a Cuban sandwich from
Sweet Creek Farm Market.
You get $2 off today only, Friday only, $2 off if you mention that you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Also, if you ordered a Boston butt and they did not give you the right price and they quote you $28, they quoted you $35, call them back, tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener, and then it should be $28. If you have any problems, let me know. Reed will fix it. We had two people calling in. At the time, I was there at the counter and said, it's supposed to be 28. And so they said, well, we'll mark it down when it gets, they come and pick it up.
They'll make it right.
I know. We'll definitely make it right. So, and then saw Rex and Sean, listeners to the show, they were getting their $2 off Dan Morris Cuban sandwich. And then a guy was coming in and recognized me while I was going out with my Cuban sandwich and said he was going to get one. And I believe his name was Stan. I think it was Stan. I was kind of in a little bit of a rush trying to get back to the studio. But $28 for a Boston butt, full Boston butt feeds 13 to 15 people. You can get two slabs of St. Louis slow-cooked ribs for $28. So that's at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Reed is there today planting trees, so go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. I got to bite into this Cuban big guy. I gotta have a bite. Hold on.
Oh, there he goes. There he goes. You know what? I'm not usually a guy that likes pickles on my sandwich, but these sweet heat wickles, they're so good.
Great. They are great. That is so good, Joey. Man.
Making people jealous, Dan.
I can go get one right now. $2 off instead of $8, it's going to be $6. That's a heck of a deal.
Really is a good deal. It's an incredible sandwich, too. Half of one will fill you up, folks.
Yeah, I know. I've never been able to finish more than a half.
Yeah.
I don't want to take the other half and put it in the refrigerator and then eat it.
Especially for lunch. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's such, oh, it's so good. And read everything down there that I have tried, whether it was the pecans or the Cuban or the big old cake. It's all been good to me.
It all is good. Yeah, believe it or not, you said they're going to start getting strawberries in a couple of weeks.
Ooh,
yeah. Remember last year we did the strawberries and I did the strawberry ice cream?
Yeah, with a little bit of the sugar in on top of that.
Oh, yeah, we did that. But he makes the actual strawberry ice cream from fresh strawberries, and it's delicious.
Oh, wow.
But what I do, I take the strawberries and put a little sugar on it and then put a little balsamic vinegar on it, and it is absolutely delicious. It kind of steeps in it. We got a neat kind of thing for you guys on Monday. We're going to have a special guest in the studio at 12 o'clock. Everybody remembers Ed Gannon, my good friend. Well, Ed works on Life on Wheels to sonograms and things like that.
Yeah.
But we're going to have Dr. Matthew Phillips in, who's an OBGYN with Ed. We're going to talk about pregnancy.
Okay.
We can do that on Monday. It's going to be in at 12 o'clock. You're going to enjoy Ed. You enjoy Dr. Phillips. You enjoy the whole thing. Let's go to the phones and go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Wayne, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. Just not that you need it, but I thought I would offer you some confirmation. That Cuban sandwich is incredible, and half of it will feed most people adequately.
Really? I know.
That's a monster sandwich, no doubt.
You want to go down and get yours for $2 off for today only if you mention you're a Dan Morris Show listener.
$2 off. That's well worth the trip.
That sandwich, you're basically getting it for $6, which if you get two meals out of it, that's $3 a meal for that quality. Oh, my goodness.
It is high quality. Good stuff.
Well, have you been seeing a lot of deer with this that cold snap that we had?
I've seen a lot of animals, sure have. My out-of-town guests have had a really good visit. In fact, they're in the woods right now.
Yeah, Reed was saying he saw 42 deer driving back from from Georgia to Alabama, the back way through, you know, kind of the Columbus, you follow the thing. He said it was unbelievable. Yep. They were moving around so much.
The time of year plus the weather change, they are active as can be.
Absolutely. Well, you go get you one. Go get yourself a 10-point.
All right. Aren't we all looking for that?
The elusive 10-point. No, the Boone and Crockett standard there.
Yeah, you can. Looks like it's going to throw the cold weather behind us for a little while, though. But everyone will get fooled sometime in February and think that spring is here, and then all of a sudden we'll get smacked again.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they start getting active. They start running out there with it when it gets up to 72 degrees. That's kind of, isn't that kind of the number that they're looking for?
Well, I think that a lot of information about how the temperature affects them. I think for the most part they're affected by the photo period and the moon phase, but certainly the cold weather helps.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're in a crescent moon right now, aren't we?
Right, it is waning.
Yeah. Well, Wayne, buddy, I want you to have a great weekend. You want in on the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Please, please, I would put at least one of those Cubans in it.
Of course you would. Give me your month and day of birth, Wayne.
6/26.
6/26. You got that, Joey Son?
Indeed.
Well, we're going to be doing that drawing towards the end of the show, so Wayne, listen in, my friend.
I'll be listening intently. I need to win that thing.
By the way, your tree cutting unit was out on, I forgot what street, and at a listener's house that he was having a bunch of work done. But you guys, it's amazing how fast they cut a tree down. I went by them, and I think there were two trees that were taken out. Went by them, then came back by them like 3.5 hours later, and they were almost finished. I mean, I'm talking about, when I'm saying finished, I'm talking clean up and everything.
They do excellent work.
They really do. And that little lift thing that y'all have got is really something.
And just a little plug, my partner is the only ISA certified arborist in this area who's actually involved in cutting trees. So you want professionalism, that's where you go.
I like that. Wayne, I appreciate you, my friend. You have a great day. Take care. Hope you win.
You too. Thank you.
Let me go to a break. Coming back to Ann right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. And you will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat. Call me at 279-7431.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Guys, you gotta go down to the Weekly Farm Market and get that Cuban sandwich. $2 off. Just mention you're a Dan Morris show listener. I'm telling you, two people can go down there and split it. You'll have plenty. You get it one side with it. I get the Brunswick stew or the camp stew. Let's go to the phones. Go to Ann. Ann, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday. TGIF and all that.
Hey, Dan. Happy Love Month.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm really good because it's Friday.
It's good. I know it's Friday. But every day's Friday for me. I don't have to go to work anymore.
Oh, wow. Lucky you.
I'm retired.
Lucky you.
But anyway, you want to see some deer just drive from Montgomery to South Montgomery. And you'll see plenty of deer.
What direction?
Huh?
Which direction?
From Montgomery to South Montgomery.
Oh, South Montgomery down 231?
Yes. No, right? It'll come down Zelda Road. Mount Zion Road.
Okay.
You know where that is?
I do.
Okay, just come down that road and you'll see lots of deer. But if you come down 231, you'll see lots of deer too. But be careful because they like to run out on us.
Oh yeah. Let me tell you what.
I've only hit five down here.
Wow.
I live down here, and I have this five. My biggest was a 10-point.
Okay.
With the car now.
Well, you don't want to hit them with your wheelbarrow.
I wish it was with the wheelbarrow. I have totaled five cars with deer.
Wow.
They love me.
I bet they do.
My husband said, you were going too fast. I said, no, I wasn't. They jumped into the car. And that's true. They jump out
of
the ditch into the car.
Oh, yeah. I'm always gripping my steering wheel when I'm driving back from someplace like you falling.
Yeah, I had me a beautiful Sonata. They jumped into it, and they messed up the front of it bad. They wanted to total it. I said, uh-uh. That car has a good motor. So they did.
Well, Ann, I appreciate you calling today.
Okay, I want to get in on your drawing.
I figure so. Give me your month and day of birth.
5/17.
You got it. You're in, Ann.
Thank you, love.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. Man, we got some stuff we got to get to here, don't we? Let's open up with Pompeo and what he did this morning and see, listening to this.
at the core of President Trump's foreign policy are a few very, very simple truths. The security of the American people must be our greatest consideration. The agreements to which we enter must serve American interests. And countries must be held accountable when they break the rules. For years, Russia has violated the terms of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty without remorse. To this day, Russia remains in material breach of its treaty obligations not to produce, possess, or flight test a ground-launched intermediate-range cruise missile system with a range between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. In spite of this violation, for almost 6 years, the United States has gone to tremendous lengths to preserve this agreement and ensure security for our people, our allies, and our partners. We have raised Russia's noncompliance with Russian officials, including at the highest levels of government, more than 30 times. Yet Russia continues to deny that its missile system is noncompliant and violates the treaty. Russia's violation puts millions of Europeans and Americans at greater risk. It aims to put the United States at a military disadvantage, and it undercuts the chances of moving our bilateral relationship in a better direction. It's our duty to respond appropriately. When an agreement is so brazenly disregarded and our security is so openly threatened, we must respond. We did that last December when the United States, with strong support from all of our NATO allies, formally declared Russia in material breach of the treaty. I also then provided notice that unless Russia returned to full and verifiable compliance within 60 days, we would suspend our obligation under that treaty. We provided Russia an ample window of time to mend its ways and for Russia to honor its commitment. Tomorrow, that time runs out. Russia has refused to take any steps to return real and verifiable compliance over these 60 days. The United States will therefore suspend its obligations under the INF Treaty effective February 2nd. We will provide Russia and the other treaty parties with formal notice that the United States is withdrawing from the INF Treaty effective in 6 months, pursuant to Article 15 of the treaty. Russia has jeopardized the United States security interest, and we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it. If Russia does not return to full and verifiable compliance with the treaty within this six-month period by verifiably destroying its INF-violating missiles, their launchers, and associated equipment, the treaty will terminate. Before I close, I want to give a special thanks to our NATO allies who have stood with us in our mission to uphold the rule of law and protect our people. Their solidarity reflects the historical strength and unity of the NATO alliance. Their support is good for our shared security. It's good for transatlantic unity, and it's good for international peace and security. President Trump is grateful for all that you have done. The United States is hopeful that we can put our relationship with Russia back on a better footing. But the onus is on Russia to change course from a pattern of destabilizing activity, not just on this issue, but on many others as well. The United States stands ready to engage with Russia on arms control negotiations that advance U.S. and allied and partner security and are verifiable and enforceable. Must also include all the partners. They must all responsibly comply with their obligations. As we remain hopeful of a fundamental shift in Russia's posture, the United States will continue to do what is best for our people and those of our allies.
Okay, so that was Pompeo. Now, if you were listening to MSNBC or CNN, they would say, see, Putin's got something on Trump, that's why he's getting out of this deal. What?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, then a lot of things they say don't make any sense. So, after the event, he did some Q&A, but he only took two questions. Let me go to a break. We'll get to that and then get a little more explanation of what you just heard.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Russia responds after the U.S. accuses it of noncompliance and announces a pullout from a landmark disarmament pact, Moscow saying it's surprised. The U.S. has doubts about its activities under the INF pact.
The U.S. charges that a new Russian missile violates the terms of the treaty. Russia says it doesn't. Russia accusing the Trump administration of being unwilling to listen or negotiate.
Fox's Simon Owen. The Tennessee teen who went missing more than 2 weeks ago found safe in Wisconsin.
Monroe County Sheriff Tommy Jones in Tennessee says deputies charged the girl's adoptive father, Randall Pruitt, with rape.
There's possibility of multiple other charges.
Officials say the teen left home on her own.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. An official seizing drones ahead of the Super Bowl in Atlanta, saying security's been inundated with them flying around the stadium, even though there's a ban. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Welcome to February. Today, considerable high cloudiness, a little warmer. High temperature up to about 63 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, not as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 43. Tomorrow, the warming trend continues. High temperature in the middle 60s. A small risk of a stray shower, but most of us will stay dry. Sunday, widely scattered showers are possible. I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Sunday. Near 70 on Monday with scattered showers around, at least a few. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday, we're even warmer. Mid-70s by Wednesday with scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm at midweek. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. You know, the Adam Schiff has been looking at these two telephone calls that Don Jr. placed before and after the meeting with the Russians, and they finally released that the people he was talking to were business people, that not his dad. But that's not going to slow Adam Schiff down. He said, well, I want to know what they talked about. They talked about the Russian meeting. I tell you what, these guys are incredible. So let's quickly do the Q&A, and then we'll pick up on America's Newsroom. Did you get that piece?
Yeah, I'll have it ready after this.
Good. Let's listen in. There were only two questions asked, but let's listen in.
I'm happy to take a couple of questions.
Mr. Secretary, one of the big things that everyone's worried about is that this could eventually spark an arms race. What are you doing to prevent that? How concerned are you that Russia will not engage in that 6 months and that you could see this posture as a threat and take it on?
Well, the very risk that you identified is the one that we are suffering from today. The Russians are in violation of the agreement. That is their commitment, this agreement that's been in place for an awfully long time. the Russians have been violating. That is, they have begun to move towards what it is that RISC you actually have just identified. And you heard me this morning. We'll continue to have conversations with them. We hope they'll come back into compliance. We've had conversations at every level, at the senior levels, at technical levels, conversations about the nature of these systems. There's no mistaking that the Russians have chosen to not comply with this treaty and present the risk of continued arms growth in a way that they had committed to back when they signed this treaty that they would not do. And, you know, if you just have one party to a treaty complying, you're down the path that you described. We will continue to work with the Russians to achieve an outcome that gets us to a place. President Trump very much wants to have an agreement that is verifiable and enforceable on these systems, and I hope we can convince the Russians it's in their best interest as well. We certainly think that it is.
Is it stop and go?
The Trump administration has withdrawn from agreements it doesn't like, the JCPOA, and now you've indicated your intentions on INF because of the Russian alleged violation. But the question is whether what new agreements can be worked out to take their place. The Russians have said they're prepared to discuss a new START extension. The treaty expires in 2 years, which is not a lot of time if the administration plans to take a new approach. When will the United States be prepared to discuss the future of strategic arms control? And what is your vision of how to go about eliminating or reducing the world's most dangerous arms?
Yeah, these are incredibly important questions. I would wager to say that President Trump has put this risk of proliferation as his highest American national security interest. And we're endeavoring to do everything we can to ensure that the risks of proliferation, the increase in these massively destructive weapon systems is diminished. But my God, it does no good to sign an agreement if a party's not going to comply with it. The piece of paper, if it's not being complied with, doesn't reduce the risk. It doesn't take down that threat to the people around the world. The INF document is being violated by the Russians. That is the very agreement that they signed up for. We didn't force them into the agreement. They decided this was in their best interest. They've now decided it's not in their best interest to comply with that agreement. So we are prepared to enter into negotiations on these complex arms control issues all around the world, including conversations about the renewal of other arms control agreements as we move forward. But make no mistake about President Trump's mission set. President Trump's mission set is to make sure that any agreement that we entered into has America's best interest. That is, it protects the American people, protects our allies around the world as well, and has provisions that other countries are both capable and willing to comply with and allow us to verify that they have complied with those agreements. Absent that, it's just sitting around a table talking. It is incredibly important that we make sure that the provisions of these agreements are enforceable and verifiable. And that's our aim. That's our aim in every set of important arms control discussions that this administration will engage in. Thank you all. Have a great day.
I like Pompeo a lot. He's very matter of fact. I'm kind of surprised at how low level some of these State Department people are in their questions. And he's supposed to be the frontline reporters on here, and they didn't seem to be too engaged on the precise subject. But as he said, They have an agreement with us. We don't have an agreement with them. They're not abiding by their portion of the agreement. So why be in it? Now, this is the America's Newsroom story afterwards to kind of help you make sense of this.
And the rich, if that's something that they want to do.
Katie Pavlich, Town Hall.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Russia is brazenly disregarding its obligations under the INF Treaty, so the United States will suspend its obligations beginning tomorrow. Pompeo just made the announcement from the podium behind us here. He says that there's no sense in the U.S. continuing to comply with the INF Treaty if Russia refuses to do so.
It does no good to sign an agreement if a party's not going to comply with it. The piece of paper, if it's not being complied with, doesn't reduce the risk. It doesn't take down that threat.
Now, this suspension gives Russia 6 more months to comply with the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty before the U.S. formally withdraws. Officials expect Russia will refuse because Pompeo says for 6 years the U.S. has gone to what he says are tremendous lengths to preserve the INF Treaty and that Russia refuses to return to compliance. Now, in December, the U.S. declared that Russia was in material breach of this treaty, gave Russia 60 days to comply. There were some discussions between U.S. and Russian officials. They collapsed, and the U.S. says it's now suspending. A senior State Department official says Russia must destroy its new cruise missile launchers and associated equipment in order to come back into compliance. The Russian government, though, says that this new missile program is compliant with this 1987 INF treaty. The treaty prohibits the testing and deploying of any land-based cruise or ballistic missiles with a range of about 300 to 3,400 miles. Administration officials also argue that if Russia's not complying, China's not even a part of this treaty, it puts the United States at a strategic disadvantage, though there are critics of the U.S. suspending and potentially withdrawing, saying that this will lead to proliferation around the world, which certainly isn't a good thing. The Secretary of State says that that's a priority of the administration to prevent that.
So basically what happens is instead of having cruise missiles on ships or your ability to drop them from airplanes, they're land-based. And so they can be sitting in the Balkans, for example, and fire that missile that you don't know that it's there, and because they trucked it in or something, and then, boom, you have a cruise missile sitting in your lap. And so it sounds like Pompeo and the Trump administration are very serious about this. I cannot believe these people keep going back to, well, they must have something on Trump. All he does is he plays right into what Putin wants, and I don't see that at all. I think they're completely wrong.
I'd imagine something like Kaliningrad, the little enclave that Russia has possession of right inside the heart of Europe. I'd imagine we could track, say, the movement of large ballistic missiles into that area, but a cruise missile battery could probably be snuck in pretty easily.
Yeah, with nuclear capabilities.
Yeah.
So you're into some serious stuff, as they would say. Let's pick up on Venezuela. Elizabeth Palmer, CBS News, talking about Venezuela, the mother of all anti-Maduro marches coming up.
Well, the Venezuelan government claims that it thwarted a plot to assassinate sitting President Nicolas Maduro as the country's political crisis escalates. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to Miami today, where he is expected to drum up support for opposition leader Juan Guaido. Guaido says Venezuela's special forces intimidated his wife and infant daughter at their home yesterday. Police are denying the claim. Elizabeth Palmer is in Venezuela's capital of Caracas. Elizabeth.
This gigantic political power struggle playing out right now in Venezuela is powered by the fury and the misery of millions of people who, not so long ago, had perfectly decent lives.
Ari Gallegos is one of them. His family now scrapes by on $10 a month.
What would you say to America right now?
Wow.
Please help us. How long do we have to wait? We're hungry and we have nothing.
The people who poured into the streets blame President Nicolas Maduro for bringing Venezuela to its knees. And Gallegos fears for his two sons.
I hope that they leave the country.
Even so, Ari Gallegos, crutches and all, is planning to join tomorrow what promises to be the mother of all anti-Maduro marches. The Venezuelan opposition is determined to ratchet up the pressure now that the whole world is watching and taking sides.
It's, excuse me, that's going to be interesting to see how they're going to handle this march. Now, notice that was Venezuelan. That was only like a minute and I think 35 seconds, something like that, story on Venezuela. And that's a lot that's going on there. I'm not sure why they're not doing more about talking about this subject and talking about the possibilities and the problems. They kind of seem to avoid the fact that it's a socialist country now.
Right.
That's tail spinning out of control.
Right, and there's also this counter theory out there that it's because of U.S. sanctions of Venezuela is where they are, which is nonsense. I mean, you didn't get actual official sanctions. There were sanctions before this on certain officials. That wouldn't affect the whole economy. They did put sanctions on in 2017 that nations, member nations, couldn't buy government bonds from Venezuela and couldn't help prop up the oil, state-run oil company. So that put a licking on them. But there was terrible problems in Venezuela all the way back into 08, 09, and that economic downturn worldwide.
Chavez.
Yeah, and it got really bad around 2014.
And yeah, it's most of these problems are their own making.
Yeah. One of them is corruption. They're taking the oil revenues and they're skimming it off the top, and they made all these promises to the citizens, which ended up having to have a dollar figure next to them, and they couldn't meet with them when the oil prices started tumbling, and then they got in some deep kimchi or doo-doo, as George Bush would say. So, yeah.
Well, and I had the privilege, that conference I went to this past summer, Dan, there was one presentation in the main hall, and I wasn't expecting it. I think his name was David or something, where he was part of the resistance to Maduro and part of a freedom, sort of classical liberal libertarian movement in Venezuela. And he taught himself, self-taught violin, and essentially become the musician of the movement. And he performed live. And while he performed, they showed images of the government cracking down on some of the protesters and marchers. I mean, things that you might have seen in, you know, Bull Connor with, you know, fire hoses here in Alabama in the 60s. That's going on in Venezuela, and much worse in terms of crackdown.
Well, it's a shame, because when I was in Venezuela, Venezuela is a beautiful country and wonderful people. Now, there are some impoverished areas there, but, I mean, it was really a beautiful country, and some of the architecture there, and so, of course, you did have the Chinese areas out there, but, you know, beautiful country, beautiful people, and it's a shame that it's fallen apart it has. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deetsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Dan Morris Show.
Well, Cory Booker puts his name in the hat. So the CBS story about it.
Another Democrat is ready to challenge President Trump in 2020.
Together, America,
listen to this.
We will rise.
I'm Cory Booker, and I'm running for President of the United States of America.
Senator Cory Booker sent that message to supporters this morning. New Jersey senator is the fifth official candidate, while three others have formed exploratory committees. Ed O'Keefe is on Capitol Hill, and it's getting crowded out there.
Sure is, John. Senator Booker has long been seen as a potential Democratic presidential candidate. He is New Jersey's junior senator and the 49-year-old has served here in the Senate since 2013. Before that, he had served as mayor of Newark for more than 7 years. Booker's campaign is expected to focus on addressing wealth inequality and especially on the idea of restoring a sense of unity in the country. He spent much of the past year road testing that message on the campaign trail for fellow Democrats and during visits to early primary states. On Capitol Hill, Booker has at times tried unifying the place by working with Republicans like Rand Paul on criminal justice reform, but he's also been a strongly partisan Democrat, notably during the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Booker is scheduled to head to Iowa next weekend for campaign stops. Next weekend is also when Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren tells us she will formally kick off her campaign.
Okay, so the drum thing that you heard, he did a thing like a drum line. Now, we're going to get into a little more deeper detail of this from Geraldo, who was living in New Jersey and was thinking about running for the seat. But listen to how this front piece goes.
I'm going to release the email about racial profiling.
This is Spartacus moment.
And I understand that the penalty comes with potential ousting from the Senate. And if Senator Cornyn believes that I violated Senate rules, I openly invite and accept the consequences. This is about the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I am Spartacus moment.
This morning, Cory Booker posted this video on his Instagram post. Watch this.
I believe that we can build a country where no one is forgotten, no one is left behind, where parents can put food on the table, where there are good paying jobs with good benefits in every neighborhood, where our criminal justice system keeps us safe instead of shuffling more children into cages and coffins. Together, we will channel our common pain back into our common purpose. Together, America, we will rise. I'm Cory Booker, and I'm running for president of the United States of America.
Let's bring in Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, you just heard Cory Booker, who's the junior senator from the state you and I both live in. What do you make of where he said, where our criminal justice system keeps us safe instead of shuffling more children into cages and coffins?
What he's talking about there is the revolving door of municipal justice, where kids get busted for small-time drug offenses, then get caught up in the system. They get longer and longer sentences until they become incorrigible career criminals. I think his call for criminal justice reform is probably the most attractive thing about the Cory Booker candidacy. You remember, Steve, back in 2012, I was going to run against Cory Booker for the open seat held by Frank Lautenberg, our longtime senator who passed away in office. And Kellyanne Conway, who's coming on the program, was advising me informally. She said, what I should do is do a spot standing in the worst block in the worst neighborhood in Newark and say, don't let Cory Booker do for New Jersey what he did for Newark when he was mayor here. You know, it would have been a kind of a bitter and angry, ugly way to campaign. I ultimately decided not to run because the Republicans nominated someone who was a traditional conservative, despite my arguments that they needed someone who was more progressive.
So Geraldo's deal was to needed somebody more progressive. I think both of them would have lost, by the way. I think Kellyanne had a good point to try to do Newark and look at how bad this worst part of the city. And I'll tell you something, there's some pretty bad parts of the city. So let's continue on with Geraldo. I'm talking about the Spartacus moment again and the liberal plans.
I mean, you're also pointing to something, though. What you just said is really important. You're right that people like optimistic, forward-looking messages, which is what you wanted to do if you had run. And with Cory Booker, when he's using a phrase like, we're throwing kids into cages, I mean, how negative, how down is that when you're trying to launch a presidential campaign?
Well, it may be down, Ed, but I'm not sure that it won't work. Remember, Cory Booker has been running for president since birth, basically. he's one of those lean and hungry politicians. He's charismatic. He's on Stephen Colbert and Bill Maher show every other night. I think that he'll try to go that route, the counterculture route, and see if that has any traction. I think the most... Yeah, go ahead, Ainsley.
Is he left enough? I'm sorry, I interrupted you, but is he left enough? I mean, you have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You have several that are now saying tax the rich 90%, socialist, Medicare for all.
My impression is he'll be much more pragmatic than that. He'll try to run left of center, but not as far left as AOC is.
Right.
Booker's, his real problem is whether or not he's sincere, whether he's a deep thinker. That whole Spartacus preposterous moment during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, what was that all about? I am Spartacus, you know, I am Napoleon. I have no idea, but you know, whether he has traction, we'll see.
I don't think he's going to try to be a centrist candidate. Think of all the people that are on the Judiciary Committee that are running for president. Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Gillibrand.
Wow.
That's almost half of the Democrats that are actually on the committee.
I think Booker's a lightweight. I think he's going to be easily knocked out in the Democratic primary.
Well, and if you... Hopefully Fred, who's been under the weather, is going to get this up, but they literally did Drumline. The Drumline, you know, you remember the movie Drumline?
Yeah.
And so they're doing the drum thing, and that's how he's talking while the drums are going, and they'll do a cutaway of the drummers and kind of dancing and things like that. I just, you know, I've been to Iowa, I've been to New Hampshire, I've been to South Carolina, I've campaigned during primaries in all those states. That isn't the way to talk to them. That isn't the way to talk to him. Let's try to fit Craig in. Craig, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Hey, man, can I get in on the drawing first?
Sure, give me a month and day of birth.
The gift back, 112.
112, you got it?
Yeah, look, I'm going to try to do this with a straight voice because I'm dying on the inside. You think about this so far, and these aren't even Kamala Harris and all them. So far we have Spartacus, Pocahontas, and the coffee bean guy. This is stacking up to be like a Cartoon Network show.
You own some with that. I like that. Give a name to everybody.
Gosh. I mean, man, it's funny. We got Starbucks CEO talking about running. Bloomberg's wanting to run with his TV stations. And Pocahontas and Spartacus. I'm just telling you.
I
can't help but laugh.
I like that. You did a good job with that one.
We all have a good one.
Listen in. We're going to be doing that drawing towards the end of the show today, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks, Greg. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back on the TGIF edition. Don't forget, $2 off Cuban sandwich today only. Sweet Creek Farm Market. You got to tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Plus, you can get the $28 Boston Butt feeds 13, 15 people. That's a bargain. It's normally $35. That is 20% off, guys. That's a lot of moolah. Take advantage of it. And Sweet Creek, and then Fresh Market has got ribs, $14.99. They'll start that Saturday at 11 o'clock and Sunday at 11 o'clock. Super Bowl and Super Bowl Eve. First come, first serve. They'll do it until they run out. Dan Moore Show will be back after our top of the hour break.